Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
So we have Carl here looking for a second date update with a woman named Angela. Hi, Carl. How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
Doing good. So what do you say we start from the beginning? Why don't you tell us how you met Angela, and then we'll get into the date and how that all went.
Yeah, I met Angela, got set up through a friend, and I got to tell you, this is making me crazy, because I had a great date with her, and she's not texting me back or answering any of my calls.
But the date, you say, was great.
Yeah, it was amazing, and I just don't know what the deal is. I've never had an issue having a woman call me back.
What's that like?
Well... Look, I say I'm really good at meeting women and connecting with them, I'd like to think. I'm nice, I'm handsome, I have a great job, I'm a great conversationalist.
And confident.
Yeah.
Well, you got to be.
You got to know what you have to offer.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm stunned. I'm trying to figure it out. I do date quite a bit. I'd like putting myself out there. I like being in a relationship. I love to meet women, get to know them. And I just really thought we had something going here.
Well, did the conversation take a weird turn? I mean, did you guys get into politics or religion or anything touchy?
Not that I remember. We talked for, I want to say 3 hours, about pretty much everything. It was one of those dates where we were laughing the whole time. The chemistry was great. They looked like they probably wanted to kick us out of the restaurant because we were there too long. But it was an amazing date and one that I absolutely wanted to go out with again. So I'm just at a total loss.
So how was it left? When you guys said goodbye, neither went to the other's place. You guys didn't hook up or anything. It was just a date and you guys parted ways.
I walked her to her car, gave her a hug afterwards. I felt pretty confident that we were going to go out again. So I didn't even bother giving her a kiss. Didn't want to rush it. Felt like the chemistry would be stronger if I waited for a few dates. But no response, not a text, not a call. She hasn't responded to any of my texts. I actually sent her flowers to her work for her to know how much I appreciated the date, but I didn't get a thank you.
Have you gotten flowers after one date with a guy, ladies?
That's nice.
Yes. One really? Time before in my life.
And what was your reaction to that?
I was like, that's so nice. But I didn't really like him.
Oh.
So it was kind of hard because I felt like the extra pressure to have to like.
Continue.
Now you have to
continue
say thank
to
you.
Say something.
Yeah. And he's gone through all this trouble and he thinks he's made this great impression.
Yes.
Now you got to tell him I'm just not that interested.
Yes. And then I felt like I looked like a total bitch because I was like, oh, I should have liked him more because he sent me the flowers. And it made me feel worse about like. Myself. Does that make sense?
So would you advise Carl not do that in the future?
I don't know. Carl, you just do you, but know there's pressure.
Right. I don't see what the problem was. I thought it was a nice gesture.
No, it is. I'm just saying if she wasn't into you, I could see why she's like, could feel like, oh, great.
Right. Okay. Well, is there anything else you think we need to know, Carl, before we take the break?
No, I don't think she would have stayed for 3 hours if it wasn't a great date.
Yeah, that's true.
True point.
Okay, well, then we will take a break, and when we come back, we will call Angela and see what she thought of Carl and her date with him. Coming up next with Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. All right, so Carl met Angela through a friend, and they went on this great dinner date, had a fantastic time, and he really felt like he connected with her, and he didn't want to push it, so he didn't kiss her at the end of the date, but I guess they shared a hug. And then she never heard back from him. And Carl is surprised, not because he's arrogant, but because he's confident in all he has to offer. He's a good-looking, nice, approachable guy who evidently has never been stood up before and he's never been ghosted before. Is that right, Carl?
That's correct.
With that in mind, we're going to try to call Angela and just see if she can offer shed some light. Oh, and he was nice enough to send her flowers the
flowers
next day.
Flowers, too.
That is a lovely gesture. It's always nice getting flowers at work. Makes you look real good.
So, you ready to call Angela?
Let's do it.
Hello.
Hi, can we speak to Angela, please?
This is she. Yes, it's calling.
Angela, it's Jeff and Jen at Q102. How are you this morning?
I'm great. Did I win something?
I wish. I wish we could just give everybody who takes our call a consolation prize.
Money or a purse or a car or a new closet, but you know, something.
When you got to bribe people, then you create a monster.
It's true.
We're hoping you're just a big enough fan that you wouldn't mind talking to us for a few minutes. Do you ever listen to our show?
Sometimes.
All right, that's all right. We'll take that as a no. It's okay.
That's not
we'll
a no.
Yeah. We'll take it.
So you have an admirer. And he called us, telling us all about this great date he went on with you. And he said, you're fantastic and very impressive and lovely to talk to. And he was hoping for an opportunity to see you again. And you've gone radio silent. And now he's wondering if it's something he said or did.
Oh, is this about Carl?
It is about Carl.
Oh, my gosh.
I hear he's a very handsome man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's handsome and very charismatic. He's got it going on and everything and stuff. So, I mean, I can understand how he doesn't have a problem getting anybody, you know, in bed or going out with him or even marrying him.
Wow. So what's the problem?
What's the problem? Did he tell you that he's been married 4 times?
Well, it didn't really come up, but no, I didn't know that. 4 times?
Not engaged, 4 times. Married, yeah.
To a different, 4 different people or to, like, the same person more than once?
Oh, yeah, that happens.
It's 4 different women.
Okay.
See a lawyer.
4 different marriages. So, yeah, no, I'm good. I don't need that kind of drama in my life.
Like, how did you, did he give you that information, or is this something you went and searched and found out?
No, he openly gave it to me.
Okay.
Like it was some prize or some another. Like, he's kind of proud of it.
Well, he's not afraid of marriage, and that would be something that a lot of women would see as a positive.
Oh, good point.
He's not a commitment foe.
No, he's just totally not the marrying kind.
Yes, he's
maybe he's in love with love, like J-Lo.
Could be.
Right. You know, he's just one ring away from being, one stone away from being Thanos or something or other. I know.
Carl, there it is, man. I mean, you're so desirable. 4 women have agreed to marry you.
So why did all 4 leave?
Yep, that's the question.
Common denominator.
Well, first of all, I would think that the fact that I got married 4 times means I'm not afraid to show a woman I love her and I'm there for her.
And you must have had some great prenups.
Well, maybe not after the first couple, but eventually, yeah, I got that right.
Okay.
So what happened?
But, well, I mean, my first one, she was my high school sweetheart. We got married at 18, and we were divorced by 20.
So I don't think that one really counts. Do you guys think that one really counts?
No, I don't.
Sometimes I feel
unless
like that,
there's kids.
Yeah.
Did you have any children with her?
No children.
Okay, yeah, so that one doesn't count.
I was 22. I don't count that.
Everything counts. Is it in the court register?
Do you have a license for all of these marriages?
Did they have a wedding? It counts.
I'm with her.
Okay. All right, so the first one is like a skip. What's the second one?
Well, I mean, second, third, and fourth, it was all love. I mean, I was in love with all of them, and we just fell out of love, you know, as quickly as we fell into it. Just felt right. It felt right at the time. We were compatible, and stayed in touch with all of them. Except one. That was her choice. She didn't want to be friends with me anymore. There's nothing I could do about that. Didn't have children with them.
You didn't have any children with any of your 4 wives?
Nope. No spousal support. So I'm good. All clean breaks.
All clean breaks. None of them are still involved in your life in any way. Is that true?
No, he lives right beside his first wife. They're best friends. I'll go ahead and tell that bit for you.
Wait, I'm sorry. Say that again.
He lives right beside his first ex-wife.
The high school sweetheart.
Mm-hmm. You said that doesn't count, so it doesn't matter, right?
He said they're best friends.
No kidding.
Yeah, we're still great friends. I would think that would be a positive that I'm still good friends with him.
I don't know what world you're living in to think that that is a positive, that you have four ex-wives, you live beside the first one, and that you're best friends with her, and then you expect another woman to come up in that drama and accept all of that?
Well, it depends on how long ago this was. I mean,
that is an interesting situation, though. Like, I want to ask what that relationship is like, and I know you described it as you guys are best friends, meaning you hang out together all the time. Is she married? Does she have kids? Like, what's her story?
Oh, yeah. Did she move on?
No, she's single. She did get married once after we did, but she's single, but we're just friends.
You know, there's no romantic connection or feeling there?
No romantic feeling. Just
oh, please, a man can even stick anything without romance or romantic connections.
You know, Fun Robbie was still really close with his first wife.
Oh, like they talked and stuff?
Yeah. We went over to dinner at their house once because she remarried a guy that was a lot older than her that most everybody that knew him thought he was gay. And so it was kind of like, is he, what's going on here? And it was kind of weird, but that was interesting.
What was that like for you, having dinner with them?
With them, it was weird at their house, you know? It was just kind of strange to watch the diet. I just believed everything Rob told me, you know? I just sucked right into that.
Yeah, but what about, like people you date that are friends with their exes? Like, if you guys all hung out in the same group or whatever, and the whole group goes out and you've hooked up with somebody else in the group, is that weird for somebody you're dating?
I would rather they be friendly to each
same.
Other than hateful.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd like everyone to be just kind of mature. But, you know, it's really weird, too, because if you're going back to high school sweethearts, like, when I think about my high school sweetheart, I mean, there's a small piece of me that, you know, he's been married for, I don't know, ever now. And he's got like four kids with this woman.
He lives
woman.
A totally different life.
Totally different life. And I would love to be able to just like hang out with him and have conversation because it, you know, there was so much more there than just a high school romance. I mean, we were kids together.
Well, the memories of growing up.
You have a lot of shared history.
For sure.
Right. I mean, just the whole first 18 years or 20 years of our lives were completely intertwined with each other.
All those experiences together.
Everything.
Yeah.
All that familiarity.
Right.
And you don't want her around for those conversations.
No, of course not.
Love that honesty.
Yeah. And, you know, there's a little part of me that was like, he was mine first. You know,
Jen.
But there is a little bit of that, you know, with your first love. And I don't want him anymore. You know, there's nothing.
But still, that's, you know, one of a thousand reasons why Angela will never go out with Carl.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like it.
You are very much correct. That is a hard no for me.
A hard no.
Hard pass.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Carl. I mean, I think it's awesome that you guys are friends. Hats off to you.
I also think this is the great makings to a new CBS sitcom called Best Friends.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The story of this dude who's trying to find love while living next door to his ex.
You're missing out, Angela. Five's my lucky number anyway, so good for you.
I know. Are you seriously open to getting married for a fifth time, Carl, for real?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not in a rush, but if I fall in love and it feels right, why not?
Good for you, man.
Good for whatever sucker you find. Okay.
All right.
Well, eventually one of these will stick, I think, don't you?
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, best of luck to you, Carl, and to you as well, Angela. Thanks for coming on.
Carl, I wish you all the best.
I appreciate it. Hey, if you know anyone that's on the market, let me know.
You got it. Take it easy.
All righty. You need our help with the second date update. It's so simple. Just send us an email. Jeff and Jen at WKRQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.